Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is April 20th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was. Mars-Uranus interactions are well known for causing accidents, and there was a big one off the coast of South Korea last Wednesday. A Korean ferry carrying over 400 passengers, mostly teenagers, headed for Jeju Island, sank with nearly 300 now presumed dead inside the capsized vessel.
There were a number of mistakes connected to the tragic accident. Looking at the chart of the event, we notice that Mercury, the planet of decisions, is in Pisces, its sign of debilitation, and simultaneously opposed by retrograde Mars. Therefore, Mercury is in a very bad way.
First off, the third mate, an inexperienced sailor who had never steered the vessel through these narrow passages between islands, should not have been at the helm.
And once the ship was sinking, the captain announced that everyone should remain in place. Meanwhile, he was one of the first to abandon the ship.
Oh boy, he is in trouble. Mm-hmm. Another angle on this is that Uranus is in Pisces, the sign that directly represents the ocean, aspected by Mars, the planet of violence.
And yet another point, Mercury is the significator of students.
In another case of a Mars-Uranus event via natural forces, last week on Everest, an avalanche left 15 dead and more missing in one of the mountain's worst ever recorded disasters. With peak climbing season just days away, Sherpas and guides had gone up from base camp to prepare the trail when the avalanche hit.
The Mars-Uranus opposition continues to bring violence all over the world, and here are just a few examples. A powerful bomb ripped through a bus station in Abuja, the capital of Nigeria, last Monday. 75 people were killed, and over 140 others were injured.
And the very next day, in the same country, the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram abducted over 100 girls from their boarding school in the northeast province of Borno. Although over a dozen of the children escaped, the fate of the rest remains unknown.
And in Calgary, Canada, 5 university students are dead after being stabbed to death by the 23-year-old son of a veteran police officer. The students were at a party celebrating the debut release of their band album. This is the worst mass murder in that city's history.
In the USA chart, the Mars-Uranus opposition is taking place in the 10th house, Mars, and the 4th house, Uranus. Translation, rebellion in the homeland, and the threat of violence from the government.
There's been an ongoing standoff in Nevada between federal agents and a rogue rancher and his supporters. The Bundy family of cattle ranchers has been running cattle on federal lands without paying the required fees for the last 20 years. He now owes the federal government over $1 million. Federal agents sought to seize the cattle and were then confronted by the Bundy family and their supporters, all heavily armed.
This resulted in a tense, dramatic standoff in the Nevada countryside. Cowboys on one side and the flak-jacketed federal enforcers on the other.
Finally, the government backed down. No shots were fired, but this fight ain't over. Legal charges are being drawn up.
What I really love is the fact that this event even featured a fenced-in First Amendment area, which naturally got folks pretty well riled up.
Mars retrograde equals violence being held back and also results in what we call the boomerang factor. Last week, more government buildings in the eastern part of Ukraine were forcefully taken over by Russian separatists.
On Tuesday, Ukraine finally responded with military action, retaking an airport outside the city of Slovyansk.
And then, in a curious Mars retrograde backfire of that effort, a bunch of Ukrainian armored vehicles were either taken over or surrendered to the Russian separatists.
More boomerang effects took the form of the EU and the United States promising to impose further costs on Russia over its support of the separatists, claiming that Russia was fomenting a civil war. Obama and Putin have had over 6 phone calls, with Putin proclaiming Russia's innocence.
Problem with the Mars retrograde boomerang effect is that it is not likely to just punish in one direction. If the USA and the EU impose more sanctions on Russia, Russia can respond by cutting off gas and oil to the EU, with all sorts of ramifications for the still vulnerable European economy. Blowback and consequences are available to everyone.
Here's an example of Venus, the planet of appearances, conjunct Neptune, the planet of deception. In Afghanistan, though there had been very little violence during the election, there was a fair share of deception, or let's call them ghost polls.
At some polling places outside the capital, Kabul, there was eerie silence. And when journalists went to investigate in a nearby village, they found that local warlords had removed the ballot boxes for a private stuffing session.
We've been watching this Pluto opposite Jupiter combination for the past couple of months. Jupiter is the planet of laws, judges, and courts, and Pluto indicates large-scale social movements. Also, Mercury, the planet of decisions, is in the sympathetic sign of Pisces, Jupiter's sign.
Last week, India's highest court came up with an innovative way to deal with the transgender issue and handed down a landmark ruling. The Supremes of India decided to create a third gender with all the rights and privileges of the other two genders.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us introduce you to the term intersexed. This could mean we'll soon have 3 different bathroom designations in our future and numerous signs to help us figure it out.
Well, in fact, the Supreme Court of India addressed that very issue and determined that transgender folks should indeed have their own separate bathrooms.
My question is, how long will it take for America to catch up?
We shall see. Mars opposing Mercury is known as a powerful indication of argument. Things can get even more heated up with the contribution of Uranus, which brings radical ideas to Mercury. And Mercury, the planet of clear thinking, itself is not doing so well in Pisces, its sign of debilitation, since Pisces is more inclined to beliefs and superstition.
So here we go. Christian groups are all in a lather over last week's blood moon eclipse, which is being taken by some as an omen for the end, the next coming of the Lord, as foretold in the Bible. The sun shall turn into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, according to Joel 2:31. In the New Testament, Acts 2:20 echoes the same apocalyptic vision. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, therefore the great and notable day of the Lord.
All right, there are about 2 lunar eclipses per year, but what's unusual this time around is that there will be 4 blood moons within 18 months, that is, full lunar eclipses. Astronomers call that a tetrad, and all of them occur during Jewish holidays.
Well, it is significant. It only happens once every 500 years or so. And so we conclude this week's review of the week. Be sure to click in with us next week.